You found an encore presentation of the Shannon Files on Radio TFI.
And nearly a dozen injured in this school shooting in Parkland right now.
She said that she was hiding, that she was fine, but for me to please call 911 because there was somebody hurt on the third floor. Said that she could hear the person who was shot, you know, crying out for help.
By the way, I want to start this off by saying, yes, indeed, it may be a dead horse, but at least it's not another dead child, thanks to more school shootings and more gun violence. Good morning. You're listening to the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. I'm John Shannon. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and give me a listen this morning. If you haven't figured it by now, we're pretty much doing just a continuation from the Taxi Stand Hour show the day before. Ed Van Ness is in the Southern Command studio in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He is going to join into the conversation here. You know, we've presented yesterday. We presented all the information we know, dispelled some misinformation as far as how Mr. Cruz got radicalized, if you will. You know, that's funny. I just now that just come off the top of my head. They talk about Muslims, how they got radicalized. Well, do you think this kid came out of the womb wanting to kill other people? As crazy as it sounds like he was, you know, in essence, he was radicalized. I don't know by what. We really haven't. The latest story is apparently he took some class somewhere where apparently he learned how to shoot and what have you. And that particular class was indeed funded by the NRA. You know, by the way, if you want to join into the conversation here, the phone line is open. It's area code 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428, if you want to join in the conversation. We took in a couple of calls yesterday, one that actually stayed and talked to us for a while, the other one that identified himself and decided for whatever reason he wouldn't continue to talk. I don't know. So, and that was Mr. Blake. Blake, if you are listening to today's show and decide you want to come in, hop into the conversation here, yeah, hey, we don't hate. We'll let you come back in. Oh, my. I'd like to think that there's going to be some other stuff that gets talked about. I somehow doubt it. I really do. Probably still mix in some break music just because I don't want to completely venture away from what I do here. But as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and do that real quick here while I compose, get a cup of coffee, do all the nice other little things that I do on this. So be back in here in just about 3 minutes. We'll leave you this from Leonard Skinner in 1973. You're listening to the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. I'm back here on the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Ed was telling me that for some reason there might have been an audio issue with that. I don't know that one way or another, but nonetheless, I'm back here, and I guess I don't need to play it anymore. And sitting there in the Southern Command is Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning here on the Shannon Files. It's as John mentioned earlier, we're going to continue to our discussion from yesterday, and just happy to be here. I'm also happy to see that our tradition of big time professional radio continues
Sundays.
So,
of course. So, Well, all I guess I can say is good morning, sir. I'm glad you decided to come aboard here this morning. This has become kind of a passion for both of us, I think, or for anybody who might have. I think of anybody with any kind of a heart to what happened and what the events there at the school in Parkland, Florida, which is right in. How far would you say that school is from where you are currently?
It's about 15 miles, give or take. If you look at Broward County on a map and you see the populated area, Parkland is the upper right-hand corner. It borders to the west with the Everglades and to the north with Palm Beach County.
Okay.
Bearing in mind that only the eastern one-third of Broward County is populated and the rest of it is Everglades. But, yeah, they're out there. They're the suburbs of Broward County. I mean, it's not end of the world. I mean, it's only about a 20-minute drive to get to Parkland, and it's not like you're going through open fields. It's solid asphalt all the way. But they're out there. They're out there as far, you know, relatively speaking from, you know, here locally. They're out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean, even if it affects your, you know, even if it affects your state, I mean, the distance you talked about there would be still part of the Twin Cities metropolitan area here, from St. Paul to some of our northwestern suburbs. That's still close enough as far as I'm concerned, especially in a shooting of that magnitude. We had an instance, I don't know if we mentioned it yesterday or not, here in a school in the Twin Cities where a cop visited a school, apparently did not have his safety on his sidearm, and a kid reached for reached for his holster and pulled the trigger on his gun, and oh my God, you know, that could have ended real bad.
Isn't that the incident that my sister mentioned?
I believe it is. Yes. Yeah, that's right. We did talk about that. Yeah, that was right here in Minnesota. I hate to say it. I forgot where in Minnesota that happened, but it indeed happened here in the Twin Cities.
Well, I think it's a fair statement right now that as small of an outlet as we are, if anybody wants to call us, wants to talk, wants to just vent, we'll take on our share of the load. There are much bigger organizations that where people are speaking out and letting themselves be heard, and we're all for that. And again, we're just here to do our little part. If you want to call us and say nasty things about me, well, I'd prefer my family do it privately, but
yes. Yeah, the number once again, 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. Definitely will take your call. We are let me take a different track here. So if we talked about this yesterday a little bit about how school students are trying to organize a nationwide walkout. Now, I've seen different dates.
April 20th.
I saw something even in March. So I'm wondering if this isn't kind of...
Wait a minute. I got to cut you off there because get ready for the BS attached to this.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Because it's 420.
Oh.
No, wait.
This coming.
Wait. It gets even better. Do you know whose birthday that is?
Tell me.
Hitler.
Oh, Jesus.
I've told this story before. My pal Harry, who's long since passed, his birthday was April 20th. And every year we used to make a big to-do over it, between the whole pot thing and Hitler. And, oh, yes, it got very interesting some years. But, yes, so that's how I happen to have that piece of information at my fingertips, kids and kittens. I am... I am not sporting a SWAT sticker in the old closet hanging up next to the bat suit. It's that's how I happen to know that. But yes, and I am, on the day that happens, I will put myself at a safe, respectable distance and join a crowd somewhere at some high school and cheer these children on. Because from what I understand, the plan is to, at 10 a.m., to get up, walk out, and peacefully sit down and protest everything that's going on. And I say kudos to that, and I say any school principal that stands in their way is a poo-poo head.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a big poo-poo head, actually.
See, I'm going to have to look at, I'm going to have to look, because I've seen other dates here of some points in March, and what I think that what I heard was it may be corresponding with their spring breaks. As you, I don't have to tell you, but spring breaks vary between different regions.
It's already started, my friend.
Pardon me?
It's already started.
Really?
Really.
Mm. But, anyways.
And by the way, it's called winter break now.
Oh, is that what it? Oh, yeah. I thought winter break was more geared towards the Christmas season.
Get with it, Gramps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're down there in that area where they all seem to flock to, or at least a majority of them seem to flock to.
All right, let's do this again. Look out your window. Tell me what it looks like.
I'm looking out the patio window. There are no leaves on the tree. Other than that, I couldn't tell you if it was.
How many people in bikinis and bathing suits out there?
There are nobody out here in this area in bikinis and bathing suits.
Exactly.
24/7 around here.
Thank you. Moving on.
Anyways. No, I think that I hope they get this coordinated properly, because kind of like us old taxi drivers, everybody wants to have their movement be the one that takes the lead on something, and nobody can seem to agree on when to do it.
Right.
I think it's a good statement, though. I think that these kids out there, even though we look at some of the music they listen to and some of the other things they do and put on social media and what have you, you sometimes have you scratching your head, but they know what they
mean. John, we were weird when we were 16 and 17.
Speak for yourself. I was not a weird kid.
Believe me, to adults, we were all weird. You know what I was watching? I recorded a fresh version of it. You know what I stumbled across last night? And this is apropos of nothing, except the different eras. The weirdness just has a different name. A performance recently by Alice Cooper.
Oh, my God. He's still alive?
He is still performing. He's well into his 70s. And he's still up there, but I mean, even now people look twice at him. But back when he was big and popular and first emerging, oh my God, my mother had no clue what I was listening to. She just didn't understand it at all. And I was huge, huge Alice Cooper fan. But I digress. Yes, this high school walkout is going to be huge. I am highly recommending everybody get behind it in some way, shape, or form. If you have kids, support them for doing it. This is a good thing. We want this to be the last school shooting. This is what our goal has to be now. I mean, we all understand the time to do something is long ago. We cannot allow our politicians to brush this one off, which is what they are desperately trying to do. They're giving it a little breathing room. So but they're counting on the public's collective short memory to let this thing just kind of wither away in a week or two. Well, we've got a whole bunch of funerals to come yet, and we've got literally millions of high school students who are not going to forget this. God bless them. They're going to keep this going, and I applaud their efforts. I want to touch briefly on a rally that occurred here in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. And
I saw that.
At the federal courthouse.
Now there was a number of speakers. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I highly recommend you Google the speech of one young lady, Emma Gonzalez.
Was this the girl that had her?
Not only is a brilliant speaker, and you'll recognize her. She has a shaved head.
Yeah,
she has a buzz cut. Not only was she an excellent speaker, but she had very, very good point. It's 6 minutes that you will treasure. You will absolutely treasure. And at the end of it, she started listing a bunch of things with a call and response, and the crowd would respond back with, "We call BS." And I personally believe that every tweet, every post you do for the foreseeable future should include the hashtag "We call BS," because everything our government is doing, they say one thing, they do another. You've got, and again, I call for Senator Marco Rubio to resign. I call for every politician who's taken at least a penny to resign from the NRA or gun lobbyist, if you will, to resign. I know he won't do it, but I call for President Trump, who I believe has taken about $30 million or so from the NRA and related outfits, to step down. We will not make any progress with people whose judgment is clouded by the dough. And by the way, I am fully aware that there are Democrats on that list as well. They got to go too. John?
The thing was, I went there because they originally made that statement that there were Democrats, at least at the on the national level, who had taken money from the NRA. I went back and looked for a couple lists. It actually was pretty open, and everyone that I saw, at least in 2016, was when this list was published. There wasn't a single Democrat on
Fine.
It now.
But if they have, I'm sure there's some. You need to resign too. I call for it. Hashtag we call BS.
Yeah. Fair is fair. It's when you start having lobby. When you are, I don't care what the lobby is. To tell you the truth, the only lobby that these politicians should be listening to is the American people. These are the ones that put your ass in office. You know, if you. I hate to say it, but the only thing that really got Donald Trump close to being elected, if it was a actual fair one person, one vote, was a lot of it was name recognition.
Oh, it's that's that guy from that show where he always says you're fired. Hey, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe he'd be a good president.
Now. Here's the thing. As voters, as Americans, it's our civic duty not only to vote, but know who the hell you are voting for. Do a little research. Take a little time. Don't read the first couple of things you see on Google about it. Do some in-depth research. You know, I can't imagine all the politicians, all the people out there who voted on one or two issues, and probably the single biggest issue why people voted for Trump, the ones that did, is that he wasn't Hillary, he wasn't a woman, and he wasn't that black guy.
Black guy? When did we have a black guy?
Oh, I don't. I think he was occupying there for like 8 years, if I'm not mistaken.
What? How do we let a black guy in?
I don't know.
Was he at least born in this country?
Well, some people have their doubts, including our current president.
I am both shocked and appalled.
Yes, exactly. But here's the deal, Ed. We can't just let this fade away in the news cycle. Now, whether or not it's us, I mean, we're just two old frickin' cab drivers, for crying out loud, that have an opinion. There are other people. They can't let this go. These kids that, unfortunately, one of the problems that kids seem to have these days is that they get bored after a while. You know, there's something. Look at how many fads come and go. You can't let this go. Otherwise, what's going to happen is just what these people are hoping for. They're hoping that this whole idea will just up and, well, let's just ride it out here. Boys, they'll find something else. They'll find a new they'll find a new smartphone app to get their attention, or they'll figure out something to get their attention, and how soon we'll forget. You can't. If you do, mark my words, you'll have another school shooting in 6 to 8 months, because right now there's pressure. Right now there's pressure on people. Even though there are no laws enacted, right now people are paying attention. And they're watching a little bit closer. They're watching people who are spending money like crazy on guns, which is going to happen anyways, by the way. Anytime that there is any kind of a viable threat to these gun fanatics, what's the first thing they do? They run out to their local gun store or their local gun show or from whoever, wherever, and they go out and buy more guns because they're in this frenzy, and they think that, I know what that black guy did. He was going to take away all the guns from everybody. Remember that?
Oh, you're waiting for response from me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I thought you were speaking to your audience. I was totally swept up in what you were saying. I was hanging on the edge, waiting for more. I'm still surprised to find out we had a black guy for president. Who knew?
Yeah. Remember that black guy? He was going to take everybody's guns, and if they elected Hillary, she was going to continue what he was doing.
She was going to not only take the guns, but she was going to take the bullets and the cool holsters that go with them.
Oh, yes, indeed.
She was going to get them all. She was even going to take water guns. That's my... There were guys with huge biceps who were concerned because they were afraid they were going to come after that gun show as well.
Mm-hmm.
People were in a panic. And I'm just still reeling from the news that we had a black president. I'm just beside myself.
Well, you know, they can take my super soaker when they pry it from my cold dead hands.
When my cold soaking wet dead hands.
Yes, exactly. So
we're bad.
All right. Well, once again, number to join in the conversation here is area code 754-800-27, about ready to call to my own phone number here.
754-800-2428. That's 754-800-2428. I'm also monitoring the taxi stand Twitter feed. So if you'd like to make a comment there, we'd be more than happy to respond to that. If you'd like to call, vent a little, you do not have to agree with us, as most people do not. Feel free. We want to hear from you no matter what it is you have to say, because we feel this topic more than any deserves every possible outlet where people can be heard, even a low-watt, dim light bulb radio station like this. We are here to serve. We want to be of help. If you just need us to listen, we will happily listen.
Yes, I tell you, this is... I know that there were school shootings and tragedies like this on Obama's watch. I get that. This isn't something that just all of a sudden popped up because Trump was had become president.
Obama, that was the black guy?
That Obama was the black guy, yes.
I just want to be clear on this.
Okay. But I can't help but think, unless something's done, that we're going to see more of this, because these people, it's like I said yesterday, these people are emboldened now. These people who who think it's okay to do these kind of things are definitely emboldened. Again, you're going to have people going out now that they think their guns are going to be threatened again. And I don't know why, because to my knowledge, there has been no talk in Congress. There has been no talk from this president as far as doing anything. The biggest thing you hear is now is not the time to talk about guns control. No, let's talk about mental health. You're right. Mental health should be part of the equation. Well, but we didn't give a damn about mental health, 6 months ago. We didn't care about that. Screw those people. You know, those people are just, you know, they'll just end up on the streets and go out holding signs somewhere. We don't give a damn about that. But now all of a sudden it's convenient to talk about mental health because, oh my God, somebody that had mental health issues went and shot up a school. And we don't care how easy it was for that mentally disturbed person to obtain a gun. We're just going to focus on the fact that he was mentally disturbed. Now, wasn't it that young lady we were talking about speaking at the rally? Didn't she say something that if and it was real talk, if this guy would have came into the school with a knife, yeah, there probably would have been some injuries, would have maybe even been a casualty. You know, one's too many. I don't want to play that.
You don't want to minimize card.
No. I don't want to play the only card, but the fact that I think that it wouldn't have ended quite as badly as
well,
it did.
Clearly, because first off, with a knife, you got to have balls enough to get right up to somebody.
Well, yes, exactly.
You know, and yes, people will be cut, possibility of a fatality or two. There's no question about that. But with a knife, I promise you, that would have ended quickly. As soon as he would have started swinging that knife, he would have been taken down. Because there are brave souls, even at the tender age of 14 or 15, who will risk a knife cut to bring this kind of person down, to save their friends. So a knife, bring it on, buddy. Bring in a big one, too, like the Crocodile Dundee knife. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yes.
And let's see how much damage you can do with that. Go ahead. We'll let you stand in the corner of a classroom all day long. You've only got X amount of time till PD arrives with guns. Then we'll see who's the gun guy. But no, she's absolutely right. And, and again, we talked about this a bit yesterday. We're going to hear the car analogy. Well, maybe they should ban all cars because people get drunk and drive. Again, a car's primary intended use is not to kill and maim. A gun only has one use.
Exactly.
And that is to kill. So you were going somewhere with that, and I just hijacked it. And
yes, you did.
Yes, I'm good at that. I'm good. Yeah,
I know you are, but you know, you're still along for the ride anyway.
I am. I haven't been booted off yet. If I'm still here, kids and kittens, there's hope for us all.
Exactly. So now I'm trying to remember where I went with that as far as it doesn't matter. If it comes back to mind, I'll bring it up. You're right. You know, I think you asked me off air if I remembered seeing something about that rally in Fort Lauderdale. And at the time, it just hadn't hit me. But then as soon as you start talking about it, I remember seeing that. I remember that young lady. What did you say her name was again?
Emma Gonzalez. By all means, Google that. Look for it on YouTube. Find this young lady. Listen to what she had to say. Not to diminish any of the other speakers yesterday. Absolutely not. But this young lady was a little fireball. And she, at this time, at this place, she is the right voice for this. By the way, in general, our teenagers, our kids right now are giving a big middle finger to politicians.
And yes, they are.
They're putting their foot down and saying, this is, you know, you've got to listen to us. One of the things that Ms. Gonzalez goes on about was the fact that they knew this kid. They said, we've been talking about him, reporting him since middle school. You know, this was nothing new as far as they were concerned. They're not surprised at all. But who listened to them? Nobody. Nobody listened to them. We're told now, see something, say something. Well, they said something. And they've grown up in this age of mass shootings and mass murder. And they were promptly ignored. Mm.
I bet they won't be ignored anymore.
No, but again...
Why did 17 people have to die?
Exactly.
Because they, you know, and for those of you who make the statement that the only reason the FBI dropped the ball on this is because they were too busy pursuing the Trump Russia and all that kind of BS going on. And for those of you who think that, okay, first off, the FBI isn't a three-dog show.
What?
Oh, did I surprise you with that too?
I thought for sure that it was. I actually understood it to be four people.
Oh, well, when did they add the fourth?
I heard there's a black guy now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They don't talk about him a lot. Born in Kenya, apparently. No, so, I agree with you. Yes, let's stop pretending like there's only a couple of people there handling this stuff. The FBI's been pretty good at their job for a long time now, even when that cross-dressing maniac was in charge.
Yeah.
James Comey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always said that sometimes it's hard for me to carry on an hour-long monologue, but I tell you, this, I'm not even carrying on a monologue, and I'm struggling for words to say to this, because here's the thing about guns, and I want to be very forthright. There are a lot of people out there who are gun fanatics. I'm sorry, not fanatics. Well, there are some fanatics. Gun enthusiasts. The ones that are afraid that the world's going to come to an end, everybody's going to come and get their guns and what have you. I wonder how many of those people have ever lost someone to gun violence, either whether it be a friend, family. I wonder how many people have actually had a gun pointed to them. Well, on a personal basis, I can raise my hand and say all of the above. You know, unless you've been there, unless you've lost a family member, unless you've lost a friend to something like that, you don't know. You don't know the scope in which when people talk about that, it isn't just a liberal thing. You know, that it's so funny. You know, this guy I have been engaging with over the last couple of days over this issue, the first card he plays is the liberal card. You sniveling liberals. You sniveling liberals. You just
crying over everything. Just, you know, buckle up, put your man pants on, blah, blah, you know.
I get so tired of that. First off, if having just a little bit of common sense, adding a little common sense to a discussion makes me a liberal, then I guess guilty as charged. I wear the badge with honor, because I don't care. This is not the time to put name tags or put labels on people. This is a time to have serious discussion about this issue. Again, do I want to see everybody's guns taken away from me? From them. Do I want to see everybody's guns taken away? Absolutely not. There are very responsible gun owners out there. There are people out there that do the right thing. Hell, my, not that I think he wants me broadcasting his business, but my stepson owns a couple of rifles. You know, do I want to have him get them out of the house? He does a good job of taking care of them. I don't ever have to worry about anybody going in and getting those or stealing those rifles from him or having those end up on the street. No worry whatsoever about it. I want to see, like you talked about yesterday, when it comes to the availability, these gun shows need to go away. The only way you need, you know, the only way you can buy, the only way you can buy a gun is at a licensed store, going through the proper background checks. And yes, you need, I don't know what the hell Trump was thinking when he tore up the rule that stated that people that had mental issues could not purchase a firearm.
Because the black guy did it.
Yeah, well, yeah, he wanted to do whatever he could. It's the same thing about even Obamacare. Obamacare had its has its faults, but the only reason Trump wanted to, you know, start tearing at that and repeal it and what have you, he didn't care about replacing it. He just wanted to, he just wanted to do whatever he could do to destroy Obama's legacy. And
because Trump heard there was a black guy in there.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And he's not, sad, funny part about it is these days people actually like having health care.
Yeah, what do you
there
know?
Are
what
more,
do you...
There are more people that signed up for for health care and health insurance this last year than there had been in several years prior. You're waving at me. What's up?
What has two what thumbs has two, and signed up for Obamacare? For Obamacare. This guy.
This guy.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did it just to piss off Trump.
Good
by,
for you.
By the way, young man, keep something in mind. When the revolution begins, oh, and it will. Do you know what they come for first?
What do they come for?
It's not your guns. It's the media. It's that microphone sitting in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most dangerous. We are in possession. Granted, they're small caliber, but we have the most dangerous weapon out there, which is a microphone combined with free speech, also an unlimited data plan, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, that's kind of free speech. It is kind of free speech.
Well, that goes into the whole net neutrality thing, which not to get off on that tangent, but this very broadcast would not be possible. Anyway, but this is truly what's going to happen. You see it now with the media. And again, I don't want to stray too far from our purpose here today. But in all seriousness, that's what they're going to come for first, and they're coming for now. They've already got their locks on it. But nobody's going to show up in the middle of the night. The troops are not going to come banging down your door to take your little 22 pea shooter, although they should be coming by if you've got an assault weapon that shoots. If it shoots more than one bullet at a time, you don't need it. You know, you're more likely to shoot yourself than you are to shoot somebody. By the way, just because somebody breaks into your house is no reason to shoot them. I understand you want to protect your family, and I'm golden with that. I am golden with that. But as soon as somebody starts retreating from you, whether they're backing up or walking away with their back to you, that gun is no longer viable.
Exactly.
Because the threat is diminishing. Hashtag we call BS. I just want to get that out there as much as I possibly can. But I can't say it enough. Google Emma Gonzalez. EMMAGON. Gonzalez. It ends with a Z. Gonzalez. Emma Gonzalez. Fabulous young lady. And she was the right person speaking at the right time.
Okay, we got about 15 minutes to go here. Well, this hour has flown by.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I guess.
We should do this more often. You and I should get on the air together.
Yeah, why haven't we thought of that?
Huh? Hey, how about Saturdays at 10 o'clock? What are you doing then?
Oh, I don't know. I have a hard time. That's 9 o'clock my time.
Oh. Of course,
that's getting to the point where we're sleeping in.
Oh, well.
I think there are people that argue that we do these shows when we're half asleep.
Well,
anyways,
I can promise you today is, well, no, I don't want to say that. I woke up very late. Today, I told John yesterday I'd be more than happy to sit in today, but I anticipated a late night, and I said, start without me. don't wait for me.
He called me.
But just to do a little housekeeping and not to detract from the serious topic that we've been talking about here the past 2 days, just do a little station housekeeping. For this week, at 8 p.m. and at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., we will be playing both of these episodes back-to-back. We will be replaying them all week long. We will not be Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree is going to take a very quick break this week out of respect for everything that's happened. Goofiness, exactly. We just need to kind of set that aside for a week. But we'll be back with that next Monday for sure. So like I said, we're going to have these shows in tandem for the remainder of the week, a couple of times a day. Of course, they'll be on demand at Radio TFI. If you'd like to peruse them and listen to them at your leisure, we'll post all those links, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's been a good couple of days for us. I know I feel a little bit better having had the opportunity to vent. And once again, you're more than welcome to join us here in the time we have remaining or any time we are live on air. Or as John has said, you can text us, tweet us. Again, go to radiotfi.com. All of our contact information is there. You can contact John individually, myself individually. Any way you want to do it, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. We may not necessarily agree with what you're saying, but we will certainly afford you the opportunity to say it because that's what we're all about here.
No, you're absolutely right. This individual that I have been going back and forth, and he is... I hate hypocrisy. If you've ever... I think if there's anything that bugs me more... I can't think of anything that bugs me more than hypocrisy.
You know what burns my ass?
What burns your ass?
A fire about 3.5 feet high.
Yes, thank you. Mm. And when people start becoming hypocritical about their stance on things, I've had to check my own self on that. Because, you know, you can't be out there yelling that don't be a hypocrite and then turn around and do it yourself. I won't allow myself to do it. And I have seen so much hypocrisy out of this one individual when it comes to either guns, who can have them, even government's involvement in your life. You know, what I find very hypocritical, it's a little off subject, but I find it very hypocritical for those people who relied at one point in time or another on government assistance, whether it be medical assistance, food stamps, whatever else, kind of what other benefits that might have come from the government. And then 5 years, 10 years down the road, all of a sudden when they have made their money, they've gotten up on their feet, and then all of a sudden they want to start bastardizing those people who are now getting that same type of assistance.
You mean the folks that run down the government and dial 911 every time they have a cough or a sniffle?
Oh, well, how about yeah, exactly. But in the same light, yeah, those people who are talking bad about the government and those people who are getting welfare, and they're the same ones, you know, who are taking, you know what the biggest welfare state in the entire union is? Kentucky. Kentucky. In Kentucky, you know, you got the people, you know, sitting back there in their trailer homes, you know, that I don't want them down there. Them black people to be getting all these food stamps and all that. They should get out there and get to work. You know, you fucking get a clue, hillbilly. It just irritates the living shit out of me when people are like that. I'm sorry. And yes, my agent will talk to me about the F-bomb again, I'm sure. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, got about 10 minutes left here to roll. I am going to take just a real, real quick break, run down the hall, fill the coffee cup here for the last little bit of time. I want to give you this to listen to, one of my actual favorite songs from 1971, Mr. John Lennon. You're listening to The Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Mr. John Lennon on the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Is there a man? Do you think there's a man that's probably missed whose life ended way, way too soon than John Lennon?
I'd be hard pressed to come up with one. I remember that night.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I can remember my friend Danny Fitzfaden called me. It was Monday night football. And told me about it, and I was just shocked. And then they started talking about it. Howard Cosell started talking about it, and
I remember seeing clips of that. I didn't see the actual, but I remember seeing that clip when Howard Cosell.
I saw it live, and that happened just about less than a mile from where I lived at the time.
Mm.
So.
I tell you.
Yes, I know it's suspicious. I do seem to be very close to all these things. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, well, let's pray to God that somebody's not listening.
Maybe it's thinking, me. Yeah. Maybe it's time somebody took me out.
It might be you there, Ed, yes.
I am the problem. #I am the problem.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. We got a couple more minutes here. Max, there's still a little bit of time for you to jump on if you want. Again, area code 754-800, chat 754-800-2428. And by the way, Ed didn't mention this. If you're listening to this on the feed, on the
replay,
on in the archive, or wherever you're listening to the recording, how's that? Stop being so damn technical. You're listening to this after the fact.
You wait a minute. How do you know we're not a recording right now?
I don't. To tell you the truth, okay, I don't know.
That's probably the most honest answer I could have gotten.
Yes, exactly. You can call in. You can call in, leave a message. If you're expecting somebody to answer the phone, well, then you're just wanting too much. But if after the fact, if you want to leave a message, and we don't care. If it's actually interesting, something interesting that you have to say, we might actually put it on and talk about it then.
We'd prefer a Hallmark card.
Well, you can't. Jesus Christ, what do you want out of
it? I said we would prefer it. It's not required.
Prefer. You think these people that are listening give a rat's ass what we prefer?
John. Exactly. So just before we go here, I'd like to say something. For those of you that have stayed with us, what is now 2 hours of discussion, there's a lot more. There's media outlets doing much more than we are. Once again, we feel we're happy to do our little part, even if it was just listening to us. If it somehow makes you feel just a smidge, tiny little bit better about this whole thing, or is able to put it in focus, whatever we said, and I promise you, we are very, very not really sure what we're talking about here. So whatever we said, it wasn't intentional. We make things good by mistake, because this is big time professional radio. But in all seriousness, this was something that we wish we didn't have to do. We enjoy goofing around on Saturdays, yelling and screaming, and
I enjoy goofing around on Sundays. I mean,
I don't know from Sundays. I'm usually asleep right now, but but we appreciate you listening to us, whether it is here currently on February 18th, 2018, which you forgot to mention at the top of the show, or if it's down the line, if it's on the station replay, if it is on demand, if you stumble across this in the year 2273, I hope it gives you a little bit of hope, a little bit of solace, a little bit of ease, a tiny, tiny, itty-bitty part of the pain that you may be feeling because of this. We are both, I think I speak for John when I say we are both heartbroken over this, because, and all of these situations, and we want to see change. And I'll close by saying, Emma Gonzalez, Google her, and please, if you tweet, Facebook, or whatever, for the next couple of weeks, use the hashtag #WeCallBS. #WeCallBS. Thank you.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself, sir. All right, we're gonna go ahead and pull out of this thing. I'm going to give you one more song to think about here as we go, because we always want to remember where we are. Thanks for listening. This is John Shannon. Thank you there again, Mr. Ed Van Ness. We'll talk to you next week. Adios.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
course of the rainbow.